What happens to racehorses once their careers on the track are over? Thoroughbred Aftercare is gaining more and more exposure, with Justify's Connections committing a portion of their Triple Crown proceeds to the cause. However, as WUKY's Samantha Letterman reports, the biggest showcase of all for off-track thoroughbreds, or ex-racehorses, is right here in Lexington every fall. And a bona fide celebrity will be featured this weekend at Briarfest at the Kentucky Horse Park.
From this,
they're off. Abdar comes out quickly. After that, it's Ice Cutter to the inside, Securities and Cosmic One. Then Lieutenant Dale and the trainer.
To this.
That's clear in and jump up 31.936. Now head over FZ. We'll be walking into second place.
Cosmic One is one of about 1,000 ex-racehorses who'll be competing for the $100,000 purse in the Thoroughbred Makeover competition this October at the Kentucky Horse Park. However, he might just be the most famous horse there already. A son of Bernardini and the first foal of the legendary Zenyatta, he's already had a Briar model made of him, and some 20,000 Facebook fans followed his every move at the track.
I definitely felt more pressure, I'm not going to lie. I put a lot of pressure on myself already before even, you know, any horse. I put so much pressure on myself. But I do feel there was more pressure because I want to do well by the horse. And, you know, I want to make him something great. You know, I really want him to succeed in his new career. And, I definitely felt there was pressure going into it. But a lot of his fans are very supportive and, you know, they love to see everything that we post about him. And there's a little less pressure on me now that I think his fans know where he is and know how he's doing.
16-year-old Isabella D'Souza has won the show jumping division at the Makeover for the last 3 years and specializes in retraining off-the-track thoroughbreds for second careers. To keep Cosmic One's fans happy, she's chronicling their progress via blogs, videos and her own Facebook page and has just started training him to jump.
Isabella is not only such a good rider, but just such a good soul. And so she's articulate, she's honest, she's as authentic as a human can be, and on top of that, she's a very savvy horse person and great rider. So she obviously is a great choice for anyone wanting their horse to compete in the event. But she's so good at pushing a horse, yet not pushing it past its abilities or comfort zone. And so I think she was the perfect choice for Cosmic One, especially because he has so many fans.
Jen Reutz is the executive director of the Retired Racehorse Project. To be eligible for the Makeover, horses must have raced or have a scheduled work at the track after July the 1st, 2016, and must not have started their second career training before December of last year. Trainers can choose from 10 different divisions, ranging from field hunter to barrel racing to polo to jumping and dressage. The ultimate champion will be crowned America's most wanted thoroughbred on the final day. The event has grown exponentially each year. The 1,000 or so horses entered for this October is just the tip of the iceberg.
For example, last year, I really took a critical look around the horse park when we were having the thoroughbred makeover, but I really was taking a look at who came out to see these horses compete and experience this event, and there were thousands of people that came out here to watch these horses. Every horse that competed last year, and there were, you know, almost 600 horses on the grounds for the Retired Racehorse Project last year. Each one had 3 and 4 and 5 people coming with them because it was family members or friends that wanted to come along for the journey and experience the whole thing along with the horse and rider. But then we also had so many people who came into town just to horse shop. And there was everyone from, you know, Olympic-level riders to very savvy amateurs, and they could check out over 100 horses for sale in one spot. It's the best horse shopping you can possibly get if you're looking for or even considering looking for an off-track thoroughbred. But then also on top of that, there were so many racing connections that came out because Keeneland was running as well, and we had a lot of people who came out who were the former trainers of the horses competing, who were in town because of Keeneland, and they heard one of their former charges was competing at the horse park in the makeover. So they'd come out and they'd, you know, go see the horse, introduce themselves to the horse's new connections, or a lot of you know, the thoroughbred owners and bloodstock agents who live in this area came out, and they don't normally come out here for a horse show, but this was such a movement in the thoroughbred industry that really started getting traction in the thoroughbred industry. They came out in droves, and we had a lot of people who are not familiar with horse showing, but were really getting on board very quickly and wanted to see what the whole thoroughbred movement in the horse show world was all about.
And where better to host than the horse capital of the world?
Oh my gosh, having it in Lexington is perfect for so many reasons. We do it during Keeneland, which might spread some people thin, but at the same time, if this is the one big trip equestrians make with their horses in a year, why not make that trip to not only one of the most beautiful show horse facilities in the world, but the epicenter of thoroughbred breeding? So for these people who are coming from all over the country for the thoroughbred makeover, they can go out to Keeneland and watch morning workouts. They might be able to get in a few races in the afternoon between whenever they're showing at the horse park. They can visit some of the horse farms. They can visit aftercare facilities. There's so many things to do in Lexington that are horse-related that this is like a bucket list trip for a lot of people. And then from the racing side, too, it's perfect because so many people come to Lexington in the fall for Keeneland, and it's perfect for them to be able to take an afternoon or a morning away from the racing routine that they're used to and come out and experience the horse park and hopefully the thoroughbred makeover and a different way to enjoy thoroughbreds. Hopefully it creates a lot of synergy between the on-track and off-track worlds and helps people kind of see what the buzz is about regarding these thoroughbreds well after their days of racing are over.
Makeover trainers have the option of selling their horses in a public auction. D'Souza's previous three winners have all gone on to different homes and are pursuing successful careers. But Cosmic One might just be a keeper.
I don't know. He's a really special horse. He's got quite the personality on him. We've always wanted to keep one in the barn, and I really like him. And I mean, everybody at our house loves him. Our family loves him. So he'll be our one that we keep, and we keep showing and training.
And at the moment, she's hedging her bets about winning again this year, but she's hopeful.
This horse is very, very smart. He knows where his legs are. You know, he has very good form for how many times he's jumped. He's got really good flat work for how many times he's been flatted. And he's a very quick learner, and he's got a great temperament to him. And he's got these great qualities about him. Like, he's very brave and, you know, nothing. It takes a lot to spook him, and he's a very tough horse. So far, he's doing very, very well for our training.
Reutz completely agrees.
He is going to be a legit horse, not just a legit thoroughbred competing in the makeover or even just a thoroughbred competing in breed-restricted classes. He is going to be a legit show horse. And it's a testament to the thoroughbred breed. He was bred to be an elite athlete, and not every elite athlete is going to be elite in the same sport. You know, so he maybe wasn't as good as his mom on the racetrack, but that doesn't mean he can't still be an elite athlete. He's got the genes for it. So he was definitely bred for greatness, and I think he's going to do big things in the show ring.
The Thoroughbred Makeover is October the 4th through the 7th at the Kentucky Horse Park. You can follow Cosmic One's progress via D'Souza Stables Facebook page or at the Chronicle of the Horse. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.